This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Believe me when I tell you that every time I start setting up a story by talking about what Donald Trump has tweeted, I second-guess myself because it seems odd to be reporting on industrial and economic policy being made at 6 in the morning, 140 characters at a time. But the president-elect is the president-elect, and what he tweets is usually, not always, but usually news. Thing is, though, the Trumpian tweets don't seem to be doing Twitter the company any good. Nick Bilton has been thinking about all this. He's a special correspondent for Vanity Fair. His most recent piece is called After Trump, Will Twitter Wither? Nick, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me in.
Here we have a company that is the primary means of communication for the president-elect of the United States, and it is still somehow in trouble.
I've been covering all these companies for a long time, and I have never seen a company, whether a for-profit, non-profit, anything, that has so much trouble financially, new users, all these different things, but yet is so utterly relevant to society.
Relevant ain't revenue, though.
No,
it's not.
That's the point. And one of the things that, you know, that's been really interesting is when you look at some of the reports from J.P. Morgan and analysts and so on, they assumed that, okay, that there would be a Trump effect, that Trump using Twitter would incite people to join. But let's look at the numbers. 62 million people voted for Trump.
Yep.
And Trump has 18 million followers on Twitter, 19 million today, actually, just crossed.
So he's not maximizing the potential use either, right?
Exactly. A lot of those followers are bots. They're not real people. And so people are not joining Twitter just to see what Trump has to say.
You make a very interesting point in this piece that Kim Kardashian gets more interactions with her tweets than Donald Trump ever does.
Completely. I mean, an average Donald Trump tweet, even with those bots, he's still getting a tiny fraction of what some of these bigger celebrities are getting. A tweet from one of the guys from One Direction has 2.3 million retweets and likes, and Trump's getting 20, 30, 40,000 maybe.
Let me get you to the business side of this operation. Jack Dorsey, with whom you've spoken many times, we've had him on this program, is the CEO of the company. He faces a 2017 that's going to be very interesting, right? He's got a whole bunch of executives he's got to replace. He's got that average users thing he's got to fix. Stock price and all that.
I do not want to – I would not want to be in Jack's shoes right now. I think, you know, he's running two companies still. Square, which is the company, is actually doing pretty well. The stock's on the rise. Twitter stock is not doing well, and it hasn't. It's fallen from, you know, highs in the 60s after it went public. At 30s when Jack joined, it's now in the teens, and there's a lot of analysts that say it's going to go south even further. They've tried to sell the company to no avail. A lot of people don't want to buy a service that ISIS uses, and I don't know how he's going to fix the massive, massive exodus of really talented people that have left the company over the last 6 months.
How big a challenge do you think the idea of not just ISIS, but the alt-right, that is white nationalists and white supremacists and horrible, vile abuse, is to the continuing business fortunes of this company?
I think that one of the things I've learned covering companies is that companies become the DNA of their founders. You know, Facebook is an incredibly tight and sophisticated institution that has grown because Mark Zuckerberg wants to be king. With Twitter, from day one, it was chaos. And that is what the actual platform is. Sure, it's a little box that you can type 140 characters into, but you can do a lot of damage with 140 characters, as you can see from Donald Trump. If Jack Dorsey wanted to fix the problems that the service has created, it would mean that they're not going to grow the user base. They're probably going to see it detract. And that goes against the idea that investors want to see the company grow.
So in a year, plus or minus, where is Twitter, do you think?
In a year, plus or minus, that's a great question. I think that in a year, the stock will be in the single digits. I really do. I don't care who's running it. If you're Jack Dorsey, Steve Jobs, Donald Trump, whatever, it is not a very easy company to fix. And we've seen this. They've gone through most Fortune 500 companies have a CEO's tenure of 10 years. They've had five CEOs in 10 years.
Nick Bilton writes for Vanity Fair. Remind me what the name of your book on Twitter was.
It was called Hatching Twitter.
Hatching Twitter. We did the interview actually on this program, embarrassingly enough. It's on our website, marketplace.org. Writes for Vanity Fair now. His piece is called After Trump, Will Twitter Wither? Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.